I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The world's biggest oil companies are said to be returning to Iraq. They were tossed out in the 1970s when Saddam Hussein nationalized Iraq's oil fields. Today, the new government in Baghdad needs help to fully exploit those oil fields. But as The World's Matthew Bell reports, there are still many unresolved questions.
Oil prices are sky high, and Iraq is sitting on untapped oil reserves that put it on a par with Saudi Arabia. That's why the government in Baghdad is eager to get a move on and get the oil flowing again. Foreign oil companies are eager too, but here's the problem. The Iraqi parliament has yet to pass a so-called oil law. That's the legal mechanism that would regulate the oil business and, more importantly, the profits from oil sales. Iraq's government has been debating a draft oil law for 2 years now, and it's made little progress. Tariq Shafiq is a veteran Iraqi oil engineer who led the team that put together the draft, but he says the draft law has been changed for the worse.
Our original draft was and remained to be the best draft for Iraq. However, that draft was politicized because of the struggle between the regions and the federal government, which is not in the interest of the whole country.
Now Baghdad appears to be ready to move ahead on short-term, no-bid contracts with big foreign oil companies even before it passes an oil law. The goal is to boost Iraq's oil output in the next 6 months to take advantage of high oil prices. According to news reports, the Iraqi government will announce the contracts by the end of this month. BP, Shell, ExxonMobil, Total, and Chevron are all said to be in negotiations with Iraq's oil ministry. The question is, will the companies that sign these no-bid contracts essentially be getting a leg up on their competitors to sign bigger, long-term oil deals in Iraq? Faisal Istrabadi is the former Iraqi ambassador to the United Nations. He's currently a law professor at Indiana University. Istrabadi says these short-term contracts appear to be based on technical, not political, considerations.
While it's true that these agreements are slightly more, are somewhat more than mere technical service agreements, they're not much more than that. And as far as the granting of oil contracts down the road for a more permanent relationship or a more long-term relationship, there will be considerations that are far bigger than merely the oil ministry and the oil ministry's technical assessment of the contracts. There will be political issues. There will be a whole variety of other development issues that will be considered.
Istrabadi says it's well known that Iraq's oil infrastructure is badly in need of reconstruction and that only a few major oil corporations have the technical know-how and the capital to do the job. So if anyone is pointing to these deals as evidence that the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq was all about the oil, Istrabadi says they'd be off base.
To believe that this is the proof that the war in Iraq was about oil, you would have to believe that the Iraqis are stealing their own oil, because, in fact, these are contracts which will benefit Iraq far more than they benefit these companies. Given the profits that these companies have made in the last year, I mean, this isn't even a rounding error on their bottom line.
But there's little doubt that the government in Baghdad is feeling the pressure to gain control over the oil industry. For example, the Kurdish regional government in northern Iraq has signed its own deals with foreign oil companies. Iraq's oil minister Hussein al-Sharistani says they are illegal.
We have made the position of the Iraqi government very clear on this matter, that these contracts have no standing with Iraq. The companies that have signed these contracts have no right to work on Iraqi territory.
Not surprisingly, the Kurds see things differently. Fala Mustafa Bakir is the head of foreign relations.
The Kurdistan regional government has signed these oil deals based on the oil and gas law in the region and also the Iraqi constitution. We have also independent legal opinion that confirms this fact. Whatever we have done is legal and constitutional.
Few doubt that Iraq has the potential to make a lot of money from its oil. The government is expected to bring in $70 billion this year. But Iraqis themselves are skeptical about who's going to benefit in the long run. For most of Iraq's history, the lion's share of oil profits have either gone to foreign oil companies or into the pockets of the ruling elite. Oil Minister Sharistani is well aware of the skepticism.
The Iraqi oil is the property of the Iraqi people. There's a very clear article in the Constitution, and Iraq would always have full control of its national wealth. and the oil is the most important Iraqi national wealth. And Iraqi oil is going to be used to build democratic, prosperous, progressive Iraq.
Of course, the government has other challenges. Stopping the violence and ending the corruption also stand in the way of a thriving oil economy. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.